This is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News for Tuesday, April 1st, 2014. The Daily Mail's Michael Ryan has learned shortly before a search warrant was executed by state police at the Wyndham Town Hall, Friday, March 21st, a related search was conducted at the residence of Wyndham Town Supervisor Stacy Post. The residential search, conducted at the Quaz condominium, located on the outskirts of Wyndham, was confirmed Monday, March 31st. The focus of the residential search has not been disclosed. Officials have not publicly commented on the Bureau of Criminal Investigation team's seizure of a computer from Post's desk at Town Hall 11 days ago. Neither the state police or Greene County acting district attorney, Charles Buca, have released details on the scope of the investigation. Post was sworn into office in January after winning election by a margin of 6 votes over incumbent supervisor Stephen Walker. Post served as Wyndham police chief from 2009 through 2013. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Public News Service is reporting a new study comparing how children are progressing on key milestones by state across racial and ethnic groups. It shows New York in the forefront in some cases, lagging in others. Mark Shearer has the story.
A new report that compares how children are progressing on key milestones across racial and ethnic groups by state shows New York in the forefront in some ways, lagging in others. The report from the Annie E. Casey Kids Count Data Center shows white children in New York in 6th place on a national index of 12 indicators that measure a child's success in each stage of life. New York's African American children are in 21st place, above the national average. But Hispanics and Latinos came in 26th with a score below the national average. Lawrence Schell of the Center for the Elimination of Minority Health Disparities.
Well, the state of New York could do better. There's no question about that. And it would have great benefits, I believe, for our economy.
The report states that if by 1998 the performance of African Americans and Latino students had caught up with whites, the nation's gross domestic product 10 years later would have been $525 billion higher. Schell says the report shows the links between poverty and potential health-related outcomes for children.
If we want to continue to have good health for American citizens, there's a clear connection between income and disparity, the degree of inequality in income, and the degree of inequality in health.
Laura Speer of the Annie E. Casey Foundation says the Census Bureau projects by 2018, children of color will represent a majority of American children.
They're going to be the future workforce of the United States. So there's a really critical imperative to look at this now and to see what we can do to improve it.
Nationwide, the report showed Asian and Pacific Islander children had the highest index scores, followed by white children, Latino, American Indian, and African American children. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.
The Olana Partnership and Wave Farms WGXC has been awarded a certificate of commendation from the Museum Association of New York for the September 2013 event, Framing the Viewshed, Groundswell. The project was one of 15 honored during a special ceremony held at the Association's annual Museums in Action Conference in Albany, Monday, March 31st. The awards are made annually to recognize outstanding work in the museum community, reward staff and volunteers, and provide encouragement for development of new and innovative projects. Groundswell was a collaboration between Olana and WGXC, which featured site-specific works in sound, text, installation, and movement. More than a dozen artists, including DJ Spooky, Pauline Oliveris, and Bobby Previtt, reflected on and reacted to Olana as an ambitious and early environmental work during the one-day event.